currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
TOTC Limited is a fictional organization that exists to retroactively destroy your childhood. By listening to this disclaimer, you hereby waive your right to sue TOTC Limited in the event that your childhood is irreparably damaged. You also waive your right to party as, if you're partying, you aren't buying our shit. Mr. Piper and Mr. Little's views in no way reflect the views of TOTC Limited. They believe that children are the future. TOTC Limited could care less about the children. As long as they have easy access to their parents' credit card, they're valuable. Buckle up, and let's make some fucking money!
Some crust from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, 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 I'll be your money man.
Okay, I think I've got an idea for the intro, so I think we'll just get into it.
Enter me.
Radio professional.
Boom! Ha! Scared you!
Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. That was our intro. My name is Owen Piper.
My name's Joe Little.
That wasn't planned. I had a whole bit where I was going to be all like, you know, what's this? What's this? It's another fucking podcast or whatever. But then you just did that and then it blew me out of the water.
You have to have like silence for like a solid 5 seconds in it and then boom!
Yeah, I'll do the fade. I'll have the fade out and then just like fuss up. Did Owen fuck up on the editing? Boo! Got him.
I know one person it will get. It will get Eleanor, I guarantee it. And if you're listening to this, Eleanor, I scared you.
We got you. Welcome to Think of the Children. It's a podcast. And welcome to this, our spooky, scary Halloween special.
Yeah,
we're here to do it. Fucking hell yeah.
Spooky, scary podcasting sends shivers down my spine.
Knees.
Oh, knees. Sends shivers down my esophagus.
I don't even remember last time, Joe, but last time we did a Halloween episode, the ghost got in my computer and fucking deleted most of it, and I had to do it again. So hopefully not this time.
I hope not.
The ghosts got in my machine a little bit.
We have appeased the local witches' covens in our respective towns, and hopefully the druids will forgive us for our past transgressions against their kind.
Hopefully so. I went to the witch's coven. I took them a sprig of sage and I burned it to like cleanse the spirits. And they were like, "Thank you for getting rid of all those nasty, gross spirits." And they said, "Please, can you break the curse that's on me?" And they said, "Yes."
I took the witch's coven in my local place to Cambrian, and we drank a shit ton of alcohol.
Yeah, that's a good yeah.
And they were like, "You know what? We'll clear the curse." And I was like, "Cool." And then they woke up in the morning and was like, "Hey, did we say anything stupid last night, like carrying a curse?" I was like, "Nope."
Speaking of curses, Jay, did I tell you about the story of my most cursed day? That I was going to... I think I was going to tell this story on the podcast because it's inherently very funny.
Yes, let's tell the cursed day of funny.
Here is the day of... the most cursed day of my life. So, it begins, as all good days do. I was playing video games with my flatmate. My landlord was going to come round because you know this story already. My landlord was going to come round. My landlord was going to come round to have a look at some wall or something. I forget the specifics. And we tidied up the place a little bit, and we had about 10 minutes before we arrived. So we cracked the windows open, we got some fresh air in, and we sat down. And I played some Nier Automata. I don't know how familiar you are with Nier Automata, Jay. But the robots in it are the sexy. They're very sexy robots in it.
I'm very familiar with 2B because I'm on the internet.
Yeah, she's a very sexy robot. I was playing that and my flatmate was sat next to me and I was doing like, you know, cartwheels and flips and hitting things with my sword. And he turns to me and says, "I hope we better not have this on the screen when our landlord turns up." And I turn to him and I say, and quote, "Well, I'm hardly going to have a shot of her robot asshole hanging out, am I?" At that stage, there is a knock on the door. Oh, fuck. I realise and remember the windows are open. He definitely heard me say that. I then walk over to the front door, and I see two silhouettes. I'm like, there's only one landlord, last I checked. Open the door. With him, there's my landlord, and his 8-year-old daughter, who also definitely heard what I said about robot asshole. So that's good. That's great. That's just a thing. So I have to move. My landlord has the nerve, the fucking cheek, to say during a lulling conversation, so what game are you playing here, lads? So I had to then sheepishly say, oh, it's just some game about robots. So that was fun. Then, following on, because the day gets worse, I went to work. I burned my hand on a toaster. That was not great. And then on the way out of my work, cause I was on an overnight shift, on the way out of work, I'm going to put this down to lack of sleep. I fell down the stairs. I fell down an entire flight of fucking stairs, like a goddamn comedy boy, like a vaudeville act, fucking tumble, rock and roll, fucking almost broke my fucking ass, right? Then, my friend, who's giving me a lift home, suggests, should we go to Tesco first? I said, yes, that's no problem. So me and his girlfriend and him pile in this car and we go to Tesco. And I say, I'm going to do my weekly shop while we're here. And they're like, that's fine. I grab a trolley. My knees then give out. I lean down on the trolley to support myself. And it upends and pins me to the fucking ground. I still have bruises on both my knees. I have scuff marks on my knuckles. They're going to scar, and that will be permanent for a while. So that's my cursed day. At that point, I then slept for 19 hours and begged my local crone to remove the curse from me. So that was my day a few days ago.
I thought it was very funny.
It was a tremendous... thing is, like, when it happened, when I fell over in Tesco...
You mentioned the miniatures on your shelf as well, yeah?
Oh, yeah, no, sorry, I forgot to mention. When my landlord came in, I also forgot to mention that I have sexually provocative anime figurines at his daughter's eye level for most of the visit. So that's fun. She got an eye full of Yoko Tit from Gurren Lagann. That's fun. But, like, the thing is, people were... Like, when I fell over in Tesco, my friend's girlfriend was laughing. And my friend was like, stop laughing. And I was like, no, laugh. This is hilarious. Because it was. The guy at Tesco couldn't stop fucking laughing, and I didn't blame him.
That's fucking...
So that was my fun, cursed day. I also just derailed the podcast for a good 2 minutes talking about it.
Oh, I dropped my Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh, don't you hate it when that happens? You drop your virginity all over the floor. Oh, no. Fuck. What?
I'm going to actually one day drop a Magic the Gathering card around the corner. You drop your V card, and I looked at him and like, oh, shit.
Ah.
And then I'll stab him in the face.
I found out this, by the way. Friend of the show and esteemed patron, Sarah Meaden. We love you, Sarah. Thank you. And her family are making me a magic deck.
Okay.
They're like collecting cards. It's a goblin-themed deck, and I love it.
Oh, my God.
And this was the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to me. Her daughter came up to her the one day and handed her a goblin token and said, here, Mom, I save this for your goblin prince friend. And I've never felt more loved and valued in my entire... It's so cute! Ah, I love it.
We should do a thing where we record ourselves playing Magic, because that would be awesome. But also, we should have Hannah there to, like, mediate it, because she hates goblins, and I'd love to see that. I'd love to be sat there playing, like, my necromancer bullshit deck that everybody hates, as you, like, desperately panic as I kill and destroy so many of your goblins, and then at the same time argue and defend goblin fucking to Hannah, who loathes goblins with a burning passion.
We'll have Hannah cast the match.
Yeah.
Like, fucking esports. Just have Hannah cast it. Just like, and so Jay here.
It'll just cut across the home. We'll have bought her an actual, like, ESPN microphone. She's like, yeah, so goblins are disgusting, and here's 15 reasons why I hate them. And we're like, Hannah, the match! We're playing a game!
Jay has just played his Necromancer Warlord, which allows him to destroy 14 of the disgusting, filthy goblin rats.
Owen anyway. Has sent this goblin to defend himself, but he doesn't realise that the goblins are weak and pathetic and disgusting.
We're getting off topic. So, Jay, as welcome back, by the way. But this is our Halloween episode, by the way. I don't know if you forgot. Jay, I've got to ask you then, before we crack on with the rest of the spooky, scary episode, how did our last product do? It was called Sad Sentinels, : Sonic and the Rest.
Oh, is this the fucking... Is this the reason why I have a devil man looking like he's about to come? With
possibly.
The caption, give me the red pill, Neo.
I think it is.
I love the drawing board because it's such weird shit. Not to hot.
How did it go? Come on, how did it go? How it went.
I don't remember what it was. But it did... it was very, it hit a strong chord with our key demographic, which is sad millennials and
Gen Sonic Z the Hedgehog fans.
And Sonic the Hedgehog fans, who are arguably
the same demographic.
Arguably the same people. Yeah. What is a Sonic fan but a sad person?
The Venn diagram of sad millennials and Sonic fans is a perfect circle, is what you're trying to say.
Yes, and we hit such a chord. The people at Paramount who are making the new Sonic movie reached out to us to ask what our secret was, and I told them to shove it, and then I had to settle out of court, so now they have all of our secrets. So if the new Sonic movie is good, it's on us. You heard it here first, folks.
And if it's bad, it's also on us. But that's fine, because that was the point.
Yeah. If we don't make it, we fucked up and we made a terrible movie that turned out good. So we're just The Room. And if it was bad, and it is bad, well, then that's just what we do. We didn't lie to you. We didn't sell out.
We've just given ourselves like total immunity. We've just oh yeah, no, we said the Sonic movie would be shit, but also we said it was good. It would be good.
Yeah, we made it good, but also we made it bad.
Thanks, Paramount. Where's our fucking royalties?
Schrodinger's movie, or more commonly known as the Think of the Schrodinger movie. Think of the Schrodinger as a podcast where we make stuff that might be good and might be bad.
Might be good, but you have to
collapse the waveform to see whether it is or not.
Might be good, it might be bad. You have to shoot a cat in the face before you can, before you know if it's good or bad or not.
Oh, no. Don't shoot cats in the face, though, guys.
You have to release the poison into the cat. Before you
release the poison into the cat,
or whatever the box that the cat's in, it's gonna go in the cat. The cat has to breathe.
Oh, and do you have a problem with cats? Because at no point before this did I mention a cat. You just like killed the cat.
Schrodinger's cat, you fucker. That's the meme. That's the bit.
It's not a meme. It's a scientific principle. It's very important.
The Big Bang Theory has turned it into a meme. Let's be fair.
Heisenberg's podcast. Heisenberg's uncertainty podcast.
I thought you were talking about the Hindenburg for a minute. I was like, that is strangely appropriate for this show. Fucking hell. So then, let's talk about the show. What we do here, in case you don't know, we take the things you used to remember from childhood and we pervert them in a grim ritual for capitalist money profits, and then display all their bodies for all the world to see and demand that they throw money at us. So that's how we do. And in this episode, we're doing all spooky stuff because it's Halloween, baby.
Halloween.
Hell yes. Jay, have you got any spooky suggestions? A spookgestion, if you will, or do you want me to give you one?
I have only one, which is my early contribution.
Hurt me.
It is The Corpse Bride.
Tim Burton's The Corpse Bride, the sequel.
Tim Milton's magnum opus, produced in 1975 by LucasArts.
By LucasArts. No, there it is. We make it a LucasArts adventure game. You just make it a LucasArts adventure game with like the weird bullshit logic that entails.
Oh, no. We should make it a Sierra game. So there's like you can just die every 30 seconds and then save, kill yourself.
No, but dying in this particular Sierra adventure game made in 1975 about the 2005 Corpse Bride movie would be a good thing because then you're dead and can join the Corpse Bride. That's the whole conceit of the film, isn't it? It's been a while since I've seen The Corpse Bride.
I've never seen it. I honestly, for some reason, I don't know why, because I'm an idiot, didn't think that Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter were in it.
Of course they were.
I don't know why I didn't think that. I was just like, the most I've ever seen is a trailer for it on a video for, I think, fucking Scooby-Doo and Monster in Mexico.
Tim Burton's scripts start as a cast list with Helena Bonham Carter and Johnny Depp's names written at the top, and then he works backwards from there.
Like Helena, he gets his inspiration from the sessions where he watches Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter cuck him, and he's like, I can make a movie out of this.
Didn't they separate? Yeah, they separated in 2014. Yeah, in 2014.
And then he made like two movies after they'd separated.
Damn, I've just realised Helena Bonham Carter's like married some famous, like she was married to Ken Branagh before Tim Burton.
Which is
fucking hell, Helena. Fuck.
I love Ken Branagh.
I love Ken Branagh. I like his Shakespeare shit.
He just seems like a pretty chill dude.
Yeah. I was forced to watch his interpretation of Much Ado About Nothing and I hated it because it was an English class essay.
Oh, that's fair.
and I hate Shakespeare now. So good job, English teachers. You fucked up the one thing that you...
Good job, public school, by killing any affection anybody has for any particular topic by forcing them to do shitty, boring shit about it.
Yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know, Corpse Bride is a stop-motion animated musical dark fantasy film.
About necrophilia.
About a man that wants to fuck a dead woman.
Like I said.
Yeah. So... There we go, that's it. We just make it... We make the corpse not alive. It's not magic. It's just Johnny Depp falls in love with a dead body.
Yeah.
You cool with that? Good. Yeah. Right, nice. Got it in one. Sucking buckets. Done. Can we elaborate on this slightly? Or is that...
I don't know. Like, so, I had an idea before, and I... I know one of our usual tropes is just make it anime, but hear me out.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Because first of all, the Corpse Bride is already an anime. It's called Sankareya. Don't watch
okay.
it.
Okay. I wasn't planning on it, but okay.
Please, God, don't. It's weird. But what if we made it a Doki Doki Literature Club esque visual novel?
Okay.
Where you have to, like, just try and avoid the Corpse Bride, but she's determined to marry you, and then if you lose the game, she comes out of the computer and eats your face.
Oh, so it's
and
like
then
the
you
ring.
Join the. Yeah! But, yeah. like, with the visual. We create a profoundly disturbing ritual about this young woman who dies before she's married. We'll have to, like, set up a relationship. We may actually have to travel back in time to 1975 to set up the correct circumstances over time for these two to fall in love and be married, and then
you
her
realize
die.
This film came out in 2005, not yes. 1979.
Well, I'm committing to it now.
Okay. Just
I mean, like, we'll have to set up someone's parents to then to them to get married and then die to then be the Corpse Bride in 2005. Where she okay. will come back to life. And she died in 2005 at the premiere of The Corpse Bride.
Ooh.
And then we the made this game based on found footage. Cause
and that's
Halloween.
Good, because, like, 2005 internet was, like, what, the Wild West? We could release that, and it would be fine. Like, you would, yep. like, I could believe something like that would happen in 2005. Like, oh, there's a spooky game that will kill you if you play it. It's like a good copypasta. That's what it is. We just made a copypasta of this.
Yes, we have monetized copypastas.
We have monetized copypastas.
We're ahead of the game of EA for once.
Come at us, fanfiction, right? Come at us, archive of our own writers. Fuck you. We own your medium now.
Yep. We own fanfiction.net.
We own it. Secret. It's ours. We bought it. Fuck
yeah.
You.
Boy.
Also, Crunchyroll, could you just hurry up and fucking partner with us already? We make so yeah. much shit just into anime.
We make so much anime that you should be, like, you know, petitioning the government of Japan to make for us.
This should be Crunchyroll
also,
presents.
Also, speaking of, hey, government of Japan, why don't you sponsor us? Because we're sending a lot of tourism your way. In terms
yeah, we're
of
sending
dumb
you
anime
a lot,
shit.
We're sending you a lot of shit.
Your entire anime industry is dependent on this podcast. Specifically, me having watched all the terrible shit. So I made a joke the other day, like, we should get drunk and watch, like, Sword Art Online Season 2 because it'd be funny. And Hannah was like, why are you determined to watch bad anime all the time? And I realized I don't have an answer to that question, and yet I must do it. I hear about a bad manga and I'm like, oh, that's going on the list.
Well,
oh my God.
Well, cracks knuckles.
And I never enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm always
you know
sad
it's bad
by
going
the
in.
End. I'm sad going in, and I'm sad and disturbed and upset coming out.
Fucking hell.
So yeah, Japan owes me, like, you know, insurance compensation for my mental health.
At least $50.
At least 50.
At least 50 US
Japanese dollars.
At least 50 Japanese dollars, please, Japan.
Yes.
Shinzo, President Shinzo Abe, please send us 50 Japanese dollars. Thank you.
You know that you owe me, you know.
Have you got anything else we can do with Corpse Bride then? I kind of like it being a spooky game. Is the Corpse Bride in it that comes out of the screen and drags you to hell? Is that just Helena Bonham Carter?
Yeah, it is.
It's just her, not in yep. makeup. She's just doing this for
yeah.
us
she's
as
just
a favor to us.
She's just in the game.
Yeah.
Like, just hanging out. And then she's like... No, I've got it. She's like... She's like the... You know... In like... Like, stories based around theatre where there's, like, the old wise woman who runs the theatre and she looks after the young, new, like, titular actress.
Yeah.
She's that, but with a possessed Satan game. And she's just off to the side, like, you're doing well, my dear. Open your mouth more that the back of the theatre can hear you. And then, like, they're like, they failed this route. Absorb their soul so they may join our phantom troop. And then everyone's like, that's not how Helena Bonham Carter sounds. I'm like, ah!
I can't kind of love the idea of Helena Bonham Carter being a fucking troop leader for a ghost troop. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, this is the first original content we've ever done. Or is this going to be boom?
Helena, hook up with us, please. We need to get on that.
Helena, just sponsor and partner with us already. Join Crunchyroll and the entire sovereign country of Japan in our patron list.
Real quick.
Helena. Does Japan have a fucking Twitter?
Does Japan have...
Helena. I'm going to check if Japan has a Twitter.
Come on. Where are you, Helena Bonham Carter? You fuck. Do you not have Twitter?
I'm going to go to @Japan on Twitter.
In the 21st century, does Helena Bonham Carter
not
have
Twitter?
Oh my
god, Japan has a Twitter and it is just @Japan.
Oh, wow. I don't think Helena Bonham Carter has a Twitter account.
What? She's got
what
to.
What the fuck? What is her Twitter? How am I supposed to do this fun segment? How are we supposed to get blocked by every celebrity on the planet if they don't have a celebrity? If they don't have a Twitter account?
If they don't have a celebrity.
She doesn't have a Twitter! Fuck's sake. Does Johnny Depp? Because he knows her. They all know each other. They're all friends. Actually, best not tweet Johnny Depp. Does Tim Burton have a Twitter account?
Tim Burton. He doesn't.
Come on, Timothy.
He doesn't.
Yes, he does.
I've just looked it up.
Yes, he does. Oh, wait, no. This might not be him. This might be another fake account.
What are we just...
And if it is him, he hasn't tweeted since 2012.
Does he have a production company?
Oh, fuck's sake. This is becoming difficult.
Warner Brothers. What if we just tweeted Warner Brothers instead?
Yeah, they know each other. Fuck it. Warner Brothers. Fucking hell. Warner Brothers Pictures.
Did Warner Brothers even make it?
Not The Corpse Bride. The Corpse Bride was made by... It was distributed by Warner Brothers. Leica. It was Leica. Of course it was fucking Leica. Why did I not go to Leica? Of course it's a Leica film. Leica.
I still haven't seen Kubo the Two Strings. I really want to.
Kubo's fucking great, dude. I love Kubo. Right, I found Leica. Okay, right. So, here's what we're going to do. This is like the most fucking roundabout way of getting in touch with fucking Helena Bonham Carter. This is ridiculous. Tweet at Leica. Where's the tweet at button? How do I tweet at Leica? How do I tweet to Leica? Leica? There we go. Okay, I found it. Hello at Leica Studios. Okay, good. Done. So, that's a tweet. That's a blockening, whatever part we're currently on. I sent a tweet to Leica because apparently that's the only fucking things I can figure out how to get in touch with HBC. So hook us up, Leica Studios. Get on our podcast. Should we move on then?
Yes.
We spent a little bit too long now, I think, meandering around this point. So up next then comes to us a suggestion from Sarah Meaden at I'm Your Hero on Twitter and longtime patron of the show. Thank you, Sarah. This one is trunk or treats. So
I'd like treats, please.
A trunk or treat. As I understand it, this is a wholly American concept, by the way. Trunk or treat, as I understand it, a bunch of adults park their cars, and kids then do trick or treat on the cars, I think.
They what?
I don't actually know how it works. I'm looking it up. Oh, here we go. What is a trunk or treat? How to organise a trunk or treat? I don't give a shit how to. Just tell me how it be. What be it?
What well, it how be? It do be?
How do it be?
How it dooby dooby doo, where are you? We got some work.
Okay,
for
so
you now.
At trunk or treats, costumed children walk through a parking lot, stopping at cars that have decorated trunks receiving candy. So it's like an opt in trick or treat thing. So, like, you don't just have kids come into your house.
Yes.
Which is good for me because I'm an anxious mess and I never have candy, so I just give them Pokemon cards normally. That's not a joke. That's not even a joke. So yeah, so that's fun. So we could do something with this. We could like make the cars very horrifyingly scary, or we could like, if the kids say trunk, we put them in a fucking boot and drive them to Niagara Falls and drive off the edge or something. I don't know. There's something here. I think we could do something with this.
Alright.
what do you
it
think?
Again?
Fucking right. Cars decorate they trunks, they boots, the boots of they cars. They park up. Kids get in costume and go to cars to receive candy from people.
That sounds shady as fuck.
Yeah, I know it do. It sounds tremendously shady, but we can do something like that.
America, I got some questions, bro. I got some questions about you. I got a lot of questions. Did I tell you about my friend who went abroad?
Is this story funny?
It's funny to laugh at America because they're weird as shit.
Is this story short? Because it can be either funny and long or short and unfunny. You get to pick one.
That's true. I don't know. Let's just not risk it. Point is, I learned recently a lot of shit about America, and it's fucking buck wild. This does not surprise me anymore.
Trunk or treats? How can we ruin these?
The cars are alive and they eat children. If you get too close,
that's very good. We make them wear cars. Like from Futurama, they eat you if you get too close. And if you somehow
really
survive,
shit, because it's only the trunk.
Yeah, it's just the boot. They don't move.
And you have to like get the food from inside the trunk before it realizes you're in it. And then it like, you know, like that game where it's like the shark mouth and you have to press the teeth down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that, except your entire body.
Yeah, and if you get bit by it but somehow survive, you turn into a were-trunk.
So I guess it's more like that version of the same game, except they do that thing where they stick pins and needles to the teeth so it pales your finger because people are terrible.
Yeah, people are weird. Like, you have to, like, get the candy, but, like, if you, like, hit a nerve in the mouth or you touch any of the gummy works of the mouth car mouth, it will fucking just chomp you down and it will put you away, like, so much luggage.
Yeah, and, like, the teeth are not sharp, so it's, like, really, like, nasty
wounds. Yeah, they're just cardboard teeth.
Yeah. And then even if you make it out and, like, get out of it, you get shot if you didn't get the food. Like, somebody nearby would just be like, nope, bang.
Right, did you get any candy? Oh, that sucks that you got bit up by the werecar sport. Did you get any candy? Oh, so no, sorry, I was too busy trying not to get fucking murdered by the werecar. Brah!
Sorry, bud. I know you've had, like, two of your legs, like, buzz sawed off, but you didn't get a Twix.
Sorry, them's the rules of hardcore trunk or treat.
Yep.
Trunk or treat at night. Sorry, bud.
I guess next time just pussy up, bitch.
Next time just go to the fucking store and buy some candy like a normal person.
Maybe get fucking good, scrub lord.
Maybe stop trying to fucking steal candy out of the boot of my car. I didn't mean to be here. This just happened to where I parked last night. Fuck.
Stop watching Dora the Explorer and do some fucking lifts, bruh.
Get swole, bruh.
Get swole, bruh.
I like how this guy has become a fucking lifter, bruh.
Come on. Like, he sounds more like Theo Vaughn. He's like, oh yeah, you know. Like, what's up, bruh?
Sorry, 8-year-old child, that you didn't get any candy. Now I have to shoot you in the face.
Now we've hired Louisiana-based comedian Theo Vaughn to execute you gang style in this fucking car park. Welcome to Shrewsbury, bitch. We're gangster as fuck and so white you can see us from space, boy.
Dude, there was armed police clock, wow. Yesterday. There was armed police. There was a stabbing in Shrewsbury near, like, around Monkmoor, I think.
Jesus.
Yeah, there was armed police and everything. It was crazy.
And Monkmoor's just crazy.
Yes, Monkmoor. That's a joke only Shrewsbury fans are going to get. Shout out to my homeboys, the OG.
Unless you're from Monkmoor, in which case, please distance yourself from us.
In case you're from Monkmoor, in which case, please disregard the preceding. I'm sure where you live is lovely.
Probably. Please don't kill us.
I love this. Like, my dad comes into Shrewsbury every now and again, and he talks about, he takes us out for dinner or something, and he drives around, and he's like, oh, I love Shrewsbury so much. We're like, why? I'm like, oh, but, you know, it's not very, you know, it's a nice place, there's not a lot of crime. I'm like, right, Dad. Listen, the place smells of weed 24/7. I'm about one bacon number away from anyone that does, in fact, deal weed or coke or both. It's like, I might not know someone, but I know someone that knows someone.
You, like, know, that's, that, you know that SpongeBob that's going around at the moment where it's like him, like showing Patrick all, like, the diapers in the walls and, like, under the curtains? He's, like, ripping it off.
Yeah.
You're just going through, like, you know, like, weed, fucking Monkmoor, and then you get to, like, the giant pile of diapers outside. It's like, oh, look, Ditherington.
Yeah, Divvy.
Just there, like, hey!
Like, I even said to Dad, like, you know, Dad, if you want to see, right, you know what, turn left here and I'll show you what Shrewsbury looks like. Oh, God.
My dad does that as well. I'm like, yeah, but.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's not as bad as, like, Bradford,
he'll be,
I
like,
guess.
He'll be like, yes, but Shrewsbury is beautiful. Like, Dad, we're on, like, King's Road. This is where the millionaires live. Of course it looks fucking nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, like, Bradford, but it's not fucking, you know. No, it's hardly Monte Carlo, is it? Let's be fair.
Yeah, he's like, this is a lovely, like, neighbourhood. I'm like, Dad, that's a 5-bedroom house.
Yeah.
Like, no one who actually really lives in Shrewsbury can afford that shit.
Yes, it's very affordable. It's only five bedrooms. It's only 700.
It's only 5-bedroom and basically has, like, an entire football pitch out the back as a garden.
What is this peasant joke that I don't understand?
I actually went to a birthday party when I was very young, and I thought the house was a fucking castle.
Yeah, dude. So I went, My mum's old boss used to live in a really nice house, and I was like, this is like a mansion. And now I'm just like, damn, she just had a lot of money. This is not even close. Like,
Seriously, it looks like they're like there's this like long. I think it's Kings Road, like where they have those like sandstone looking houses.
Yeah,
the rubber that like they're just like there's like all these identical houses. They're like Georgian houses, like they're really old. And like I was like, I remember went down like, hey, just on and off, like how much would that probably cost you? And my mum was like, probably like £5 million. I was like, what the fuck?
Fuck. Yeah.
Why is Gates Park so shitty? Like we've got this. This is our real estate economy. What the fuck's up with the paddocks that this is happening?
Well, I want to one day earn £5 billion to buy a house, so fuck it. Let's go and earn some money over in the advertisements.
Yay.
Let's do that.
Cowing around, crashing the stalks, stomping about. Stands on the crop, knocking the salt.
Hello, welcome to the advertisement zone. I almost said hello, welcome to McDonald's. I take your order, please. Like my muscle memory. No, legit. My fucking muscle memory for that is almost kicked in.
It's even worse for me. I don't even do the intro to this. I almost said, hey, welcome to the money zone.
Hello, welcome to the money zone. We're the McElroy brothers.
Hello, I am an amalgamation of Justice and Justin and Griffin. And this is Travis.
You were going to say Justice Torvin and Gordon, weren't you, or something?
Probably.
From the
My name's Justice Torvis Gordon. We're Alabama. Like McElroy's. I don't know why I'm doing a Minnesota accent when I do.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, fucking hell.
We're from Minnesota.
Welcome to our real estate agent's office, where we're going to look at some houses for when we inevitably become rich and famous. I mean, we already have an office in the Alps, so, you know, but which is already pretty... I call the peak of the Alps prime real estate, going to be honest.
The peak of the Alps is obviously way more expensive to build a house on, unless you're comparing it to somewhere like Kings Road, where it costs a shit ton of money to build a house.
Yeah, exactly.
Where but... every single house looks like where a reclusive author from a murder mystery story lives. That's not a joke.
It's not even a joke.
It's not a joke.
But you know where you can go to write your murder mystery stories before you
the
go
library.
Back to your... The library. But if you get sick of all that stuffy attitude and you really just really fucking jonesing for a milkshake, you can go to Schlurf.
And it's not underfunded like Darwin Library is.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Schlurf
that
is
shit,
a...
Telford Recon Council.
Can I do the ad, please?
Yeah, sure.
Schlurf is a dessert store. It's in Osborne Street. Almost said Shrewsbury. That ain't right. They have all kinds of good desserts and stuff that you need to get through the winter. It's coming. Our specialist Schlurp correspondent Bonnie was there recently and hopefully reminded them that we exist because they haven't talked to us yet. But I told you, right, that like the co-owner of Schlurp friended one of our listeners. They didn't friend us. They friended one of our listeners about the show, which confuses me. But here we are. So go to Schlurp. If you do and mention our show or the name of another show we do, not just any old show, if you mention this show or Not Saving the Realm, our D&D podcast, you can get 10% off your order, which is really great. What else we got? We also got to talk about my best friend, Jay. My spookiest friend. My spookiest, bestest friend. So, as you know, we have a Twitter account. It's twitter.com/TOTCcast. You can follow us over there for all your updates. Get that in your Twitter feeds. It's all very good. And if you follow us, you might get a shout-out on the show. Much like The Feminist Critique at Feminist Pod, which is a comedy movie podcast where you put them to feminist and inclusive tests. I saw this at, like, as a who to follow thing, and I clicked on it. I was like, oh, this sounds great. And then I actually listened to the episode. It's very good. Go listen to it. That's The Feminist Critique at Feminist Pod. Go do that. Because we need more left unity, I guess.
Yep. That's why I follow Dank Left on Reddit. They're actually very funny.
Sorry, what?
There's a subreddit called Dank Left, which is just fucking great.
I thought you were just, like, talking about some other random shit.
Nope.
Jay, I told you can't do any shout-outs unless they give us money or they follow
us. Hey, Dank Left, give me money to shout out. We'll get left unity, bruh. Gotta get that left unity cash dollar to hire Theo Von to execute kids in a car park for failing to survive a literal meat grinder in a car trunk. Trans rights and all that.
This is the future that liberals want. For
Ben Shapiro is going to complain about us on the Daily Wire in a couple
where
weeks.
Where is Shapiro? Hang on. No, I need to, I must. We
oh my
liberals.
God.
We liberals. Much to the anger of Ben Shapiro.
Oh, dude. If Ben Shapiro gave us a shout out on our daily on his like show, I would retire
Because that's it. We've done it. That's
yeah. Like we've reached peak left. That he's mentioning us by name. If he's putting us above his absolute obsession with AOC's feet, then we've won.
And send tweet. So Ben Shapiro, fuck you. I have sent in that tweet. If we get a reply, or if the angry alt-right get on this show, I guess we'll find out what happens. We may have to cancel the show. Let's get back into the episode, shall we? Hello, welcome back to Think of the Children. Almost said McDonald's again. I really... what the fuck is wrong with me? Oh, God. So, yeah, that's that. I'm really worried that Shapiro is going to talk to us. I'm frightened.
I want him to.
I want him to, but at the same time, I sort of don't, because I know how rabid that his fans can be.
Yeah, I know, but at the same time, like, if he actually came on the show to, like, debate us, because he thinks that, like...
I'm not platforming him. I refuse.
That's fair.
If he says, oh, get me on your show, I'm like, no, fuck off.
I'll go on his show and just, like, fucking dab the whole time.
That's the worst. It's the worst thing you can do. You never give that... I'd prefer him to come here than us to go on there, because you never give people like that the, what's the word, the advantage, so to speak. You never fight them on their on home turf, because then you're going in with a hostile audience and all sorts. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, but I'll just be, like, the entire time I will be in the dab position.
Just dabbing on the hate, just yeah, dabbing
with
on Shapiro.
With my headphones in, listen to, like, Enter Shikari or something, like, whee!
Fuck yeah, dude. Oh, I want to dab on Shapiro now. That's my dream. I think if I dabbed on Shapiro, I would immediately then shoot myself in the face, because I have, at that stage...
You will have reached, like, peak, like, that's just it.
I've peaked. That is my.
We'd be on the same level as the guy who Naruto runned at Area 51.
51
on national television. That would be our level. We would supersede that.
We will have then reached peak leftist, and I won't be able to do. And then at that
we'll
point,
get emails from like Lindsay Ellis and H Bomber guy being like, "Hey, do you want to come on our show to just like shows for us?"
But sorry, no, we can't.
We're too high game for you.
We're too famous now. We dabbed on Shapiro for 20 solid minutes.
Welcome to Shapiroween, where we just shit on Ben Shapiro for Halloween.
Hey, Ben Shapiro is a piece of shit. That's my... That's my Halloween costume. I'm going to go Ben Shapiro.
Terrifying. Well, that's not scary, though, because he's just really small.
But that is scary, like, because goblins are scary. But no, I'm going to go around with that. I'm going to have a picture of AOC and her feet, or, like, just some feet, and I'm going to have signed AOC on it. I'm going to have an American flag. And I'm gonna re every time someone says, "Oh shit!" I have a DM.
Oh no!
It's not. It's fine. It's not. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's not. It's nothing. Don't worry. It's fine.
Oh no!
It's a guest. It's a guest thing. I'm sorting out a guest for a podcast. Don't worry. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I thought for a second. Oh no!
I fucking died.
I almost had a heart attack. Emily Kuklinski, if you're listening, you almost nearly fucking killed me.
Who?
One of our listeners.
Oh my god.
And potential guest to the podcast.
Man.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
He probably see like Think of the Children and be like, hey.
The left are pedophiles. That's the joke. That's the fun joke.
The joke.
It's the fun joke that a lot of people, when they hear the name of the podcast, do. Like, oh, you think of the children, are you pedophiles? I'm like, no, you fucker. Have you never seen television?
Yeah, it's a reference.
It's a reference.
It's a Simpsons reference.
It's a Simpsons reference. I don't know why I decided to make the title of the show a Simpsons reference.
Because it's the most appropriate.
Yeah, it does work.
Somebody please think of the children and how to ruin them.
They want
we will.
Cars to...
We think of the children.
Small boys.
I winked. I don't know why.
Kill them in the street.
No one can
and
see
it, you know, have you not considered just selling your car and moving?
My
and then it just... And then he... Yeah.
I haven't finished my bread and butter with my soup and it smells horrible.
And we sell the car to Aquaman. Let's move on, shall we?
You cut out for a while and then just came back with that last part. I was talking about bread and butter. And you just go, and we sell the car to Aquaman.
Is Ben Shapiro Skeletor? That's the real question. Because the way you said that...
Nah.
Then, like, Ben Shapiro might just be Skeletor in disguise. I'm just saying, have you ever seen Ben Shapiro and Skeletor in the same room?
No.
Exactly. Okay, let's get some suggestions out of the way then. Have you got any you want to do?
No, I'm done.
Cool. Okay. I didn't really think of any, I'm going to be honest. Let's look up spooky movies.
We should do some original content at some point. Just like take some wacky wild shit.
I mean, it's almost tradition that we do a Scooby-Doo movie at this point, right?
Yeah.
Like, we have to do one of the Scooby-Doo original movies.
I think we did Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost at some point, because I remember talking extensively about my crush on Thorn that I had as a kid.
Yeah. 20 scary movies to kids that aren't too traumatizing. None of these... Oh, sorry, Coraline's on this list of 20 scary movies to kids that aren't too traumatizing.
What?
Fuck off. Coraline is not untraumatizing. Fuck you. It's
Coraline
scary
is
as
the
shit.
Sole cause and reason of my fear of small doors.
I know, right? It's fucking great.
My friend said, like, hey, Coraline's really good, and I looked at him like, you are a criminal, and you will be shot for your crimes.
Can we do... I don't want to do Coraline this year, because I think we need to save it. We need to do at least one... We'll do a Burton a year, I think.
Is that Tim Burton?
Yeah, Coraline's Burton. Or at least it's Leica. I don't know if it's Burton, but it's definitely... It's definitely Burton adjacent.
It is affected by the Burton coefficient.
Yeah. We can maybe talk about Spirited Away. That's a little bit spooky.
It is a bit.
It's a kind of spooky. There's an old woman.
I've seen that one too.
I like Spirited Away, man. That's one of my favourite movies. It's not as good as Howl's, but you know, it's good.
I've never seen Howl's
Moving Castle is fantastic.
I want to see it.
I want to watch you watch Howl's Moving Castle. It's very good. Yeah, no, Spirited Away. It's a movie about a little small girl, and she makes friends with a ghost with no face, and an old woman steals her name, and she falls in love with a bird. Is that...
It's a dragon.
Dragon, bird, they're all the same.
Also, Neil Gaiman wrote Caroline. I did not know that.
Yeah, Neil Gaiman wrote that. Of course he did. That's got Gaiman's filthy fucking four prints all over it.
Fair enough.
I said four prints, I just realised.
Spirited Away. How could we ruin that?
How could we ruin Spirited Away?
Do you know what's... Oh, man. This isn't, like, relevant. Well, it is relevant. It's about Spirited Away, but it's not, like, ruining it. I just... Yeah. I always find the initial scene of that, like, how the town is so empty, so...
Yeah! Deep. It's unnerving,
it's probably the... Like, No Face as a kid scared the shit out of me, but that's what he's supposed to. But, like, growing up, I was like, No Face is kind of goofy. It's kind of cute. Yeah. But, like, that town scene always terrifies me. I'm like,
it gets
this.
Me, yeah. It gets me in the same way, like, Silent Hill gets me. It gets, like, under my skin. It's just, like... It's uncomfortable. It's not, like, scary. It's just unnerving.
Yeah. It's like... I don't know. Sometimes, like, an empty place is just not scary. It's really relaxing. And then sometimes it just hits the right point and you're in the right mood and it's just fucking insane.
We could make No Face really into Vore. I mean, he sort of is anyway. Yeah. But, like, he could just really like eating it and get like sex, and he gets like a big boner from it.
Or he's into like that fetish where like people eat a lot and then sit on him.
Oh, okay, yeah, no. So he's No Face. So because like it's
no,
a
no,
bath
no,
house,
No Face right? is one of those models.
Yeah,
and it's about him going to the bathhouse, like coming back and realizing like, hey, I can make a career out of this, and then the bathhouse is just them asking him to sit on him, and it's just like,
and then it becomes an empowerment movie about
cool.
About how ghosts can earn a living as a sex worker.
Yeah, it's just like super pro sex work, and everyone's like super chill with it.
Yeah,
and then
of course it has to be very pro sex work. I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing
listen,
it. Unless
listen,
it is.
Listen. We ruin stuff, but we're all about like protecting the rights and encouraging the acceptance of sex workers here on Think of the Children.
Yeah, which... we're awful sex workers here. If you're a sex worker, you're doing it. Good job.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Doing God's work.
By the way, can I just like make an observation that like the people that like called out Belle Delphine for like selling nudes on like Snapchat or whatever, and people that fucking masturbate to gamer titties are like the Venn diagram is a circle. It's like they're the people that cry about censorship in video games because like one character's like thigh was slightly covered, but they're also like e-girls reet. I'm like
listen. I may have laughed and possibly mocked Belle Delphine, but that woman is a fucking genius.
Yeah, she's
like,
yeah.
There's no way around it. Like, that woman's insanely intelligent if she came up with that.
It was inherently funny because she was selling bathwater.
Yeah, like, but the thing is, like, everybody knew that shit's gonna sell.
And it did. It sold. And it made money. Like,
fair play, man.
If you got it, use
it,
man.
Oh,
use
her
shit.
Fucking Pornhub account is a masterful piece of comedy.
It's so good. It's
so
phenomenally
just,
good.
Like, it's like, holy shit, my dude.
It's tremendous.
I do wish I hadn't seen that video of her singing that really creepy song and then eating an egg. That was a bit weird. But at the same time, like, more power too. You know, I can't eat an egg. She's got a skill that I don't. I can do numerical methods and code. She can eat an egg. Comparable skills, in my opinion.
What are we going to do with Spirit Away then? Because I like this pro-sex worker stance that No Face becomes one of those people that sits on people. And...
make it Belle Delphine's bath water comes to life and becomes No Face and becomes
yes,
a sex
fetishist.
Yes,
there it is. We've done it. Yes, excellent.
Cool. Done.
Sen is in it, but she just, I don't know.
She's just there to like, she's like come back with No Face. They've come to terms with each other and she's coming there to support his like, you know, his new career. And they're like actually just really cool friends. And then everyone's like, oh, you're friends with the sex worker. She's like, hey, fuck you. There's nothing wrong with it. Go away.
I like this. It's just very
It's just super positive and Sen's fine with it. And then there's
it's
a dragon.
There's a dragon, which kids love. Kids love dragons.
Kids love dragons.
So it's
and
just
it teaches,
it's,
them,
it's just
it teaches
a really...
them that sex work is cool.
Which it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Okay, yeah, good. This wasn't so much as ruin a product as it is make it, you know, really hot, wholesome and positive. But I'm up
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, but yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah. Yeah.
And then Hayao Miyazaki will see it, be like, you know what, I take it back. Anime wasn't a mistake.
Anime,
this, case.
This particular anime was not a mistake.
Yeah, and he just like, he bows to us. He's like, hey, dude, you did it. And we're like, oh, shit, man.
Hey, guys, did you say it's anime again? And we're like, you're welcome, Japan.
And you're like, hey, welcome to the new Studio Trigger. Fuck you, we saved anime.
Whoa! Oh! Do you want to do another one then? Or should I give you one? We've got time for one more, probably. This one's got to be a slam dunk. We could just do Dumbo, but the whole thing is Pink Elephants on Parade scene.
What if we pitch a new show to... No, hear me out, I got it. We take, like, dream and nightmare scenes from various animated movies. We take it to, like, Disney or something, and we pitch an entire movie on those scenes.
Oh, because, so like Fantasia, but scary.
Yeah, like, just be like hey, you know that dream scene from Dumbo? Like, yeah. What if we just made the entire movie and just didn't tell anyone about it? You know, and then we'll just find it funny. And then
here's what we do. We develop some technology so that it's kind of like the spooky boggart, right? So you go and you sit down to watch the movie film, and you sit and you watch it, and it displays your greatest fear, the scariest movie your brain can imagine. I know that's kind of a cop out for a podcast like this, because like imagine a scary movie. That's what we did last week, but like.
It's personalized to like your deep, but not like deep, like actual fears. Like it's not just like, you know, oh, this person's scared of dying or spiders or like the dark. It's like really weird specific fears. Like, hey, the guy next to you totally knows that you just picked your nose and wiped it on the seat. You're like,
yeah,
well, fucked it. Stuff that triggers like the kind of social anxiety that makes you scared to leave the house for like another 20 minutes to prepare yourself because you know it's gonna hit you.
I kind of like the idea. It's not like even fears that like, you know, when everyone's always like, oh yeah, no, I'm really scared of this and that.
What if we just made a film technology that just invokes the kind of anxiety we feel as people, but like into average people. And then like it doesn't kick in immediately. Like you leave the film, you're like, oh man, that bin's slightly off. I have to go home and cry.
If I could weaponize my anxiety somehow, that would be incredible.
Dude, World War III is going to be crazy when I weaponize my fear of like, people knowing I live somewhere and I've been stood outside my house for 10 minutes longer than I should have because my friend was late.
The power I would wield if I could turn my anxiety into a beam that I could just direct at people. Just like, oh no, you feel anxious? Just stop. I'm like, right, well, fuck you, motherfucker. Here's this. And then they're like, oh no, I suddenly can't make phone calls. Ever. Yep. Like, that's... Yeah. But we do that in movie form. So the general populace pays up and down the land to go see it. What do we call this though?
Honey, I don't understand why my family can't relate to my issues anymore.
I mean, it's good. I'm trying to see that on a movie poster. I'm not seeing it.
Honey, please.
Please. Oh god, make it stop.
Honey, I don't think I can function as a member of society anymore.
Just, oh, I've got it. Honey, asterisk, quiet uncomfortableness. Quiet discomfort, that's it. Yeah, honey,
stage direction, you feel uncomfort.
Yes, honey, stage direction, you feel uncomfortable. You're not sure why.
Yeah, that's it.
Fuck it, that'll do. Why not?
Yeah. We've just weaponized general anxiety disorder.
Eat shit. Get fucked, Mr. X. We're the scariest thing on a screen now.
What's up?
Okay. There we go, then. That's our show. Why not? Thank you for
joining
us.
Have fun going to sleep and convincing yourself out of nowhere that you're going to get sleep paralysis, even though you've never had it.
Have fun trying to go to sleep tonight and trying to remember that you've got friends, but oh wait, they don't really care about you unless they do, but probably don't. You're just dragging them down.
Have fun going to sleep tonight, running over every single possible memory you have of yourself as a teenager and convincing yourself it was some sort of crime.
Have fun going trying to sleep tonight and then playing back your day in your brain like a movie and looking at every single failed social interaction you had. Spoiler, it's all of them.
Have fun tonight when you're trying to sleep and you think, hey, remember that person you didn't recognize at first as your friend and then you did and they said hey and you went, hey! And then it made you sound like you were vomiting because you saw them and now they hate you?
Yeah.
Hey, have fun trying to go to sleep tonight, remembering that time when you walked down the street and you saw one of your friends, but you didn't know what to do, so you just kind of, like, waved. Like, you should have taken your headphones off and talked to them, but at the same time, you didn't want to because you kind of felt like you were imposing on their situation, so you just kind of ignored it. But now you feel bad about that. So
hey,
that's the thing.
Have fun remembering that time when you were walking to a lecture and a woman literally fell over on the on the concrete pavement in front of you, but you were too awkward to stop and help her, so you just said, are you okay? She said, yes, awkwardly, and then you just left and felt bad about it for 2 months.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast.
Also, have fun just not being able to sleep for reasons.
Stop. Thank you for listening to our broadcast this evening. It's called Think of the Children. Please keep circulating the tapes. It's a very spooky. Before we go, some quick housekeeping then. I was saving this at the end, so we're going to talk about it. I'm going to be putting the show onto a bi-weekly schedule for a little bit. We've kind of been doing that recently anyway, but like I'm now formalizing it. Think of the Children will now be back every 2 weeks, just because it makes my life a little bit less hectic. It frees Jay up more as well. It's the right thing to do currently. We'll be going back to a weekly schedule, I assume, at some point, but I can't promise anything just right now. So, but now, every 2 weeks. I think I'd rather do it every couple of weeks than like do what I was doing before and like try and do it every week and then burn out for 2 months and then not do the show for 2 months. So we'll be doing that from this going forward for a little while. I apologize for any disappointment, but that it just has to happen, unfortunately. Hopefully this means the show will be more regular at the very least.
Yeah, because we enjoy making this podcast, but like we don't want to like burn ourselves out and the podcast not be funny because, you know, we've got too much stuff going on and we don't want to deny you our terrible jokes and constant communist propaganda.
Yeah, we don't want to force it is what we're trying to say. We want the comedy to come easily. We don't want to like have to force it every week. So yeah. That said then, if you like what we do, you can support us in a number of ways. You can go over to twitter.com, as I said, and follow us over there. It's at TOTCcast. Drop us a follow, give us a retweet, tell your friends about the show over on Twitter. If you do, you might get named my best friend, much like whoever I said it was at the start of the break. Who is it? Jay, help. Found it, never mind. It's at Feminist Pod. The Feminist Critique. Go listen to their podcast. It's really good. Follow us on Twitter also. You might get a shout out. If you don't like Twitter, you can go to Facebook. Facebook.com/thinkofthechildren or something. I don't actually know the URL. Just search it. You'll find it. Go do that. It's like the Twitter, but in your newsfeed. And I update it less regularly because Facebook is a garbage fire on my PC for some reason. Like, it's such
yep.
Like, I don't know why. Desktop Facebook is shit.
Yeah, it is.
It's absolute garbage. And phone and trying to do Facebook on your phone for anything other than your personal feed is a fucking nightmare. So
yep.
Anyway, there's that. Go do that, I guess, if you like it. You can also go with our Discord, the link to which you can find on our Twitter or on our website, totccast.com. If you do that, you can leave us suggestions, you can talk to us, have a chat, you can join other fans like Zytonal or Tesco Carrier Bag or
sorry.
I know, it's good. Or or Candle or Ramona and Tyro. All those other cool people. We are trying to get better at Discord. I cannot promise that it will happen, but we're trying. We're trying so fucking hard. Oh yeah, you can follow me at the Owen Piper. I mainly post about Final Fantasy XIV, my crippling loneliness, and what I think about what video games are currently coming out.
I'm at Lich About Town, and I mostly complain about my players being stupid, not having time to do anything I enjoy, and being vaguely sad.
So if any of that sounds interesting to you, and let's be honest, why fucking wouldn't it? Go over and follow us. It's a fun time. That said then, we're going to talk about money for a sec. If you want to give us some money, you can do that. You can go over to patreon.com/totcast and give us a monthly donation. If you do, you get access to all sorts of cool bonus content. There is some. I need to edit it, but there will be some going up very soon, I think. If you do that, you can get all kinds of cool rewards, like I said, the bonus content. You can get a patron role on the Discord to join the patron chill out tent, and you can also get a shout out on the podcast, much like our esteemed patrons Jelly, Sarah Meaden, and Ramona. Thank you all so much for your continued support. It really does mean a lot to us, and it means we can keep upgrading our kit and make the show better. So thank you. We have merch as well. You can go over to bit.ly/TOTC shop to buy some merchandise. There's like mugs and stuff and t-shirts and other good shit. So go do that. The merch is there if you want it. We don't really give a shit about if we make any money off it or not. It's people ask for it, so we provided it. It's that's capitalism, baby. Supply and demand, except it was more sort of here is the demand, here is supply, and since then no one has bought any. But it's there if you want it, I guess. I think that's everything then. You got anything you want to plug, Jay, at all?
I do!
Oh, go for it.
I have something to announce. I am slowly but surely working on getting some people together to do our own sort of side podcast. I don't know where I'm going to put it or what we're going to do with it, but it's called, so far the working title is Nat One Podcast. If anybody has a podcast called Nat One Podcast and I've ripped you off, I'm really sorry, but I didn't know and I can't think of anything better. So we're just sticking with it for now because we're all tired uni students, we don't have much creativity left, and I'm squeezing the last of it out with this script. We're gonna be playing the Wizards of the Coast Star Wars game. We've got a pretty funny cast. I didn't record the first episode, unfortunately, but that's good because it was a lot of awkward, no one really knew how the characters worked. But now that we've got that out of the way, it should be just nothing but smooth sailing. It won't be very long, and then we'll be moving on to other systems like D&D, maybe like Monster of the Week or something, or maybe like, I don't know, some other bullshit. But yeah, it'll be fun. I will probably be tweeting about it more recently. I've just got to get some audio stuff sorted and, like, you know, organize a D&D game, which, as everybody knows, is basically like finding Excalibur.
Upside, I won't be editing this one, so it might come out slightly more regularly than every 6 months.
Yeah,
which... I'm planning it'll probably be like, just because of the amount of the lack of time we have to do sessions, it may not be as regular. So maybe like a once a month thing or like a once every couple weeks, depending on when I have time to do it. And obviously towards January and crunch time for assignments, it will be less regular, but I'm hoping to get it done. And a lot of the people, like everyone we're doing it with, sounds pretty psyched to do it. We're all really excited to try and do it. So yeah.
I also have a quick plug real fast. I am starting, at least I'm in the editing phases now, of a musical review podcast called Soundtrackers with my friend Bella. We're going to be doing that real soon. You can follow that at TrackersCast on Twitter for updates. It's currently under construction. I know I've been talking about this fairly on and off for like the last year, but I'm now in a place where obviously this making this a bi-weekly show means I have more time to edit other things, which is nice. So go follow that, and hopefully soon Soundtrackers will get off the ground. That said, any artists who want to like do some art for me, if you could get in touch, we need art for this show. So get in touch at The Owen Piper on Twitter, DM me. I think my DMs are open.
I guess that for us too, but so far our logo is just what I sketch in the back of a notebook.
I can hook you up with who did the art for this show and Realm, because like,
sure,
I'll hook you up with her. I'll send her your way. Also, we need to quickly talk about this because I just remembered this is coming up. It's our 50th episode next week.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That's real fear.
Yeah, now, yeah, all right, that's the real spook. Oh no. Okay, so in that case, that will be live streamed. I don't have a set date for it. We are gonna need some suggestions, like a lot of them. Like, so if you have suggestions, I implore you, send us some, please. Normally we can coast off just like two or three. We're gonna need a lot for a live show, dog. So send us some. Twitter, Discord, Facebook, fucking send me a carrier pigeon. Send me any suggestions you have. When I have a firm date in mind, I will tell you all, and we will do it then. My original plans for this, I was going to have all kinds of guests. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that now. I might get a few. I know Eamon's interested in coming back. Ismay's interested in coming back. I'm going to try and get the hashtag relevant girls back on side. Their podcast has since ended, but hopefully I can get them to come back for one last hurrah. No promises, though, on that one. But yeah, I think that's everything now. You ready for 50, man? You ready for big 50?
Yeah, I'll at least appear to be outside while internally screaming in terror. So like what I always do in this podcast.
Okay, you cut out for that entire thing. All I heard was I'll do what I always do, which is breasts.
What?
I don't know what the fuck you said. I just you cut out.
I said I'll do my best while internally screaming in terror, just like I always do.
Oh, that makes more sense.
But I mean, if you want to keep the other one, I guess.
We're doing it on Chatterbait, so it wouldn't be out of
touch. Oh, I thought we couldn't.
No, we aren't. I'm memeing.
Oh, God.
I don't know if we'll have face cam or anything. Probably not.
I don't know.
Unless you want to have it. I've got the capacity to do it.
Am I going to get in trouble because I got a Star Wars poster behind me? I don't know what Disney's like with that sort of shit.
No, you'll be fine, don't worry. Disney's not going to watch our fucking podcast stream, dude. Like, chill.
That's true.
Yeah, so, yeah, we'll see you all on Twitch in a couple of weeks then for our 50th episode. Fuck my life. That snuck up on us. Oh, but dude, it does mean we are almost at the 69th episode, which is very good. That said, then, I think that's everything. Jay, there's just enough time then really quick for a word from our sponsor this week. Who is it? Please tell me it's going to be something funny.
Hey.
Hey.
You ever wanted to pimp out the boot of your car? Well, luckily, at Henderson's Meat Grinders & Co., we've got just the thing. Halloween's coming up, and we've got our spookiest sale around the corner. We call it the Child Slasher Sale. We've got extra attachments for extra child slashing. So come on down to
Burbank.
Ditherington.
Come on down to Ditherington, where dreams are crushed.
Dreams are crushed and crime, and you can, if you mention this podcast, you'll get 5% off on your first meat grinder.
Also, Exhibit will be there and it's going to trick out your suspension.
Yeah, so you can grind kids while you're grinding kids in a meat grinder. Hey, pimp my meat grinder.
Fucking hell. My name's been Owen Piper.
Boo!
30,000 fucking dollars, baby. You've been listening to Think of the Children. We got it in one. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again soon.
Drink the wine. That's fine.
Boo.
Halloween!
Motherfucker! Boo!
Hello, mortals, and welcome to Half Damage, a Curse of Strahd actual play podcast with a twist like no other. Listen if you dare, for only horror and pain lurk inside.
It seems to be growing lollipops for some reason.
I need to cry. I'm so happy.
No, that's not what can we roll this?
I have stared into the abyss, and the abyss has frosted tips.
That is clearly not what I want. I squeezed to G's, Jerry.
I'm hovering on the doorway of Flavortown.
Jerry, you cut this out right now, or I swear.
Where there was nothing there before, now hangs a lifeless gray body that fixes its dead eyes upon you, or more accurately, fixes your dead eyes upon you.
No.
That's more like it. Venturin, if you think you have the stomach for it. Find Half Damage on all podcast apps or on iTunes under podcasts. I can't wait for you to enter my domain.
Jerry, you're so...